Sorry about that, Tomlin. You're now two-thirds of the way to being a Gripply. Which, you know, no one wants to be Gripply, but I'm pretty sure no one wants to be half a Gripply. That's worse than death. Anywho, the traveling of the Underdark is over, and now they're entering the Gnome King's base. Let's roll.
Please stop doing things.
Try my best. My first
get
invention.
Get two things out there.
Two villain things.
Two villain stuffs.
Four and five.
A suit of armor.
Why four and five?
In front of the crystal.
Why four and five?
It doesn't matter.
I get it.
He's a prince.
All right, so they get a.
He's all crystal.
They get so many attacks.
Uh-oh.
What's your AC?
15.
Not great.
Uh-uh. No hits?
13 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ay-yay-yay.
Right. Let's roll for initiative.
I don't want to.
No. There you go.
21.
12 and 8.
Of course I roll
17.
12 for Nash, 8 for Tama.
17.
Okay. What'd you roll?
21.
Nice. All right, Kruk, it's your turn.
Kruk, it's my turn.
Check.
Kruckity wuckity. All
right. Trying to remember what Harold's name was.
So I'm over here. I'm going to just smash. Because we're up against the wall. I can't go behind, right?
You could.
So
not
just,
like.
So it's just like enchanted armor.
I could do that.
Actually, no. No, you're right. They're in a little awkward. Right. I'm like, I don't know what I said.
I should have known it wasn't good.
11?
No.
I thought it was free armor.
Hmm. There we go.
Hate you.
21.
That does hit.
Okay, good. Sexcellent.
I was like, this armor's not
good. Yeah! 14 points of damage.
Wow. Harold?
How big is this cave we're in?
It's a big cave, but you're only in a little section of it.
I'm going to do... Actually, I don't know if that.
What is it you need to do to cast lightning?
I don't know. I mean, it doesn't give me like actual dimensions. It's like if you're in a room that can't accommodate the cloud, how big is that?
I would say you could
well,
if you wanted to.
Literal.
But I would just say, as a metagaming a little bit, most you are about to enter the base that you've been looking for.
Yeah.
So
maybe you
might not want to blow your load against the couple of little armors that are standing outside.
Let's save.
Yeah, the enchanted armor's not that big of a deal.
Bam! You I have defeated it! Oh, that thing.
Here comes three dragons. Oh, my God.
Uh-oh.
You know, I'm going to...
It's my three... My other... We were quad... what's after triplets?
Quadruplets.
Yeah. Quad dragons.
I'm going to transform into a direwolf.
Nice.
Which is a large beast. So that means I get this again.
My queen!
That sounded more Arnold Schwarzenegger than
McQueen.
If he played Rob Stark.
I've been stabbed. No, they stabbed me. I died and now I'm alive.
And
get
I'm
to
going
the wall.
Slip through them and go there. And that's it. That's my turn.
Ice to meet you,
can't
you
get
because of the ice. The
ice, right?
You can't get behind them.
Oh, I can't get behind them.
They're in that little
and
outdoor.
Mr. Freeze.
You can basically just take all of the Mr. Freeze lines and they'd work.
Sure, and I'm done.
Alright. Ganesh, you have eyes again, so you can see.
Thank you. I had eyes before, but they couldn't see.
Ooh, that was deep.
I have a heart, but it can't feel.
Oh, yeah. Man. He's going to cast...
his arm lyrics coming up.
He's going to cast Firebolt on the one that Kruk hit.
Okay.
Kruk it.
Do you need to move? Or?
No. Natural 20.
Yay!
Nice!
That Firebolt at this level is
2d8.
Oh,
he made that, not even looking.
22 points of damage. Take that.
Destroys the armor. No one can ever wear it again.
Nash isn't as boisterous as he was before. He's not like...
I mean, he did go down like three times.
He's
in that
got a little shell shock.
Yeah, he's like...
He's also seeing his friend turn into a frog. And no one likes that.
I mean, they were together for a
he's
while.
He's like, today is a bad day.
I mean, can you imagine the fear of fighting a dragon blind?
Can you imagine the fear of blind? Can you imagine the fear of if one of us was slowly turning into a frog?
Yeah, you gotta watch it.
I just show up every session and it's like a Brundle frog.
Are you
frog.
Greener?
Yeah.
God.
Yeah, I'm a little bit greener today.
You look slick, dude, and not in a good way.
Oh, no.
It's like, there's no reason for Tomlin to be cursed with...
He's the best person in the party.
He's the purest of heart. He turned into a disgusting frog.
Maybe
person.
Gripplies are the purest of heart.
They are not. We've seen their lair.
We've seen what they do to Egg now.
When no one's looking, he's touching himself.
No, obviously. I figured.
He's going to get back to his ancestral home and be like,
hey guys, I'm back.
Get out.
Down now. If you go to the Gripply, you're going to be high powered Gripply in that village. If you go hang out.
You would probably have the biggest of the mud huts.
I'd rather be dead.
When do you start shooting eggs?
I don't know.
Maybe that's what the third egg.
Maybe that's the third egg. That's what it does to you. Oh, you can produce your own eggs.
Please, no.
Like a machine gun.
I'd be overpowered if you could produce
it. I mean, seriously.
No, yet there's a whole...
Revify eggs,
there's
you
whole...
can just make your own Revify.
I don't want the third egg.
Stop if you need
it. He doesn't know what he wants. This crazy talk shit.
At this point, you might as well eat it. Just eat it now.
No, I'm good.
See what happens.
I mean, it does... At this point, you're... Not wrong, but...
Go ahead, Tomlin. It's your turn.
Tomlin's going to cast Sacred Flame on number 4.
Deck save?
Yeah.
Nope.
All right. So that is... 1d8.
8. Nice. It is... its turn. Could go between
they.
Even odds.
It's call them it. It's they.
So can
it's
Vay's
turn.
It's
chosen pronoun.
Crook.
Don't do it.
Does an 18 hit?
It does not.
You're fine. Crook, your turn.
All right.
I guess get next to it.
Yeah. That definitely hits. And the second one. 15. Does that hit? So the first one hits. Man, I can't get both for the life of me. I'm fucking retarded. 10 points of damage.
Okay.
It's hard to get to.
Harold.
Hungry like a wolf.
All right. I am going to bite. I get advantage due to pack tax. Nice. 19 plus whatever. I assume that hits.
Mm-hmm.
And then on attack, I get 2d6 plus 3.
Wow.
Oh. That was gross. If the target is a creature,
it is not.
Okay.
it's a suit of armor. Alright, so
it's a creature.
I feel like the way fireball worked last time.
Okay.
Do it again. Does a 15 hit? 15 does not hit, right?
Does not hit.
Okay. Dead nothing. I got nothing. Why? Why? I don't like that. Don't like that
I'm
at all.
Rolling for the wild surges. But literally, nothing has hit the thing yet.
Oh, good.
Woo.
But it's gonna get worse and more. You can feel the energy is getting weirder as you get to the base.
Weird energy. All right. Tomlin?
Weird energy.
Tomlin.
All right.
I wish I had my crystal.
They even it out a bit.
He missed it?
No. That was for the wild surge.
Oh, God.
He missed it, though. He did miss it.
I don't know.
Okay.
1 point of
that's
damage.
Good.
Good.
Chipping away.
Got good there.
Even odds. Odds. Direwolf does a 14 hit.
Direwolf. Yes.
Oh. Does. I'm on a hunt.
You're fucked.
No!
Oh my.
11 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh. Oh, wait. That goes against this. Nice.
All right, Crocky.
This is it.
This is it.
18?
Hits.
Oh, yeah. That definitely hits. All right. Woo! So, 34 points of damage.
Nice.
Yeah, I had a good roll that time.
He just blows it apart. Just.
It leaves the ballpark.
Yeah.
Holy crap. All
right.
Yeah. Well, it could have done that kind of damage on the fucking dragon.
Yeah. That would have been great.
It would have helped a little bit. Yeah.
A little bit.
All right. So you grab the crystal?
Grab it.
Okay. I can't.
I'll grab the crystal.
Right.
Can you turn back?
He doesn't have opposable thumbs.
I only get two.
Why do you want to stay Direwolf, though?
I don't know. What if we have to fight again?
We can't talk to you. We're doing any strategizing.
I think what's being revealed to us is he is secretly a furry.
That's fine.
I just want to stay a wolf.
You stay a wolf. That's fine. So how many XP? XP.
You want XP?
The XP demon.
100 each.
All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, you will.
That's 11687 for anyone.
Thanks, bro. All right, I take the crystal. Anything happen?
Yep, you put it in the door.
Yeah.
Yeah. It yeah. You see it like.
Yeah.
And it's the same sort of arch with the nose and the eyeball.
All right, so I have this eye pendant. It's probably nothing. It doesn't have anything to do with this, does it? I don't remember what it's from. It's in my inventory. It's probably some nonsense eye.
Oh, you got it from under the with the against the rat king.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Is that relevant to these eye things all over the place? Yeah,
probably.
Okay.
I would hang on to that.
I plan to.
Good.
I would.
Okay. All right, you are entering a cavernous hallway lined with mirrors. Some intact and others cracked. The mirrors reflect distorted versions of the party and whispers fill the air.
It's like a fun house?
Kind of fun.
That one's me dead.
That's fun.
It's like Conan the Destroyer.
Alright, so you are... Yeah, so... so it's a pretty long thing. It's like...
Nice.
Like 50 feet. And
just all
mirrors on either side.
I don't trust walking down this mirrored hallway that is making us look odd.
Distorted, yeah.
So
something's up.
I think Harold should go.
Second.
You're the one who wanted to stay a wolf.
And you're a wolf now, so maybe it's not going to affect you.
Hey, anyone got like a bone or something we could throw down the hallway?
Are you guys walking down the hallway?
No, not yet. We haven't even really gone down.
Well, you're not strategizing. You can't.
Notice the creepy mirrors and we're like, wait a second.
Hold up.
This seems like a booby trap.
All right, fine. I'm going to come out of beast mode.
I do like boobies.
And I'm going to pick up a rock and throw it at a mirror.
Why? No. We need to think about... Stop doing things!
So he picks up the rock, and then do you guys stop him?
Every time you do something, we get attacked!
Just stop
doing
things!
Why do you think
they're
broken?
I don't... They could be broken because something jumped out when someone broke it and killed them.
Yeah, and stole their soul, and they're gone now.
Interesting.
What a theory.
There's a lot that can happen. They could be broken just from age, but...
What if I throw sand at it?
Where are you getting the sand from?
I don't know. Sandy cave floor.
Just throw a bag of sand. Throw a ball of mud at it. Mm-hmm.
A what?
A bug ball.
A bug ball?
Mud. Mud.
Yeah, throw those bug balls.
They're so small.
Do I have to collect them?
I don't know. What?
I really don't. I mean, I'm thinking about throwing something down the hall to see if anything happens, which is what
I'm doing. Obviously, they're enchanted or something.
Well, yeah. But, I mean, I don't know if it's, like, an enchantment that
I have a bedroll that we could just kind of throw down the hallway.
Or a rock would work.
Now I can throw a rock.
Not at the mirror. We're throwing it down the hall.
I'm going to take all these rations.
Look, if a rock bounces wrong, you have a broken mirror. If a bedroll bounces wrong, nothing. Either way, you have something thrown down the hallway.
All right. If you want to throw your bedroll down the hallway, go.
Throw my bedroll.
All right. He throws his bedroll down the hallway.
From the mirrors, you see two glass elementals come out and shred the bedroll.
Okay, there it
is. And then they go back.
I told them we should use a rock.
They come towards you.
Oh, great.
So you didn't get a surprise round.
That's true.
We do get a surprise round?
They didn't get a surprise round on us because we drew them out.
That's fair.
Yeah, that's good.
I guess.
Good job.
Glass elemental.
Although your bedroll's gone.
My bedroll!
Wait,
you know,
it's more like...
So put two of those guys on the board.
Scooby-Doo.
Yeah, you don't have a bed now.
You have to sleep on rocks.
Now you get half.
You can sleep on the sand now.
Get by back.
Good thing I have my sand pouch.
Which you could have thrown.
Where that rock would have been.
Where the rock. That is plentifully available.
I mean, the odds of it bouncing wrong.
You know what? Here, get my pillow. Ah, fuck no, I'm a pillow. Here, take my pack of toilet
paper. I will take no decision making.
What am I
going to
wipe my butt with now? Oh my god, Tom went down to 21 and Nash got a 4.
I got a 16.
3, 5, sorry, 5.
4, 3, 5,
3, 7, 5, 7, 9.
18.
Wow. Would you crook it? 17?
16.
All right.
What's the matter, Tuna?
So they're like, I'll say they're 30 feet from you.
I hate 30? You.
2 of them.
Yeah, it's fine. I stepped on their ball once.
Give me 2.
And what are these? What kind of elementals?
Glass.
They came from the glass.
They came from the glass.
We all come from the glass.
We'll have to get
back to the glass.
Glasses to glasses, dust to dust.
I don't want to go back to the glass.
It's happening.
Don't let me go to the glass.
Save me.
Take the children.
He said they're 30 feet away?
Yeah. All right, that is Tomlin's turn.
It's a pretty good throw. He threw that bedroll 30
feet.
I mean, that's reasonable.
You know, Tomlin doesn't want to sense
I mean, it's a bedroll.
Yeah.
Not like a baseball.
What's your strength modifier on your
He's
guy?
Very weak.
Probably 0.
Yeah, probably.
Strength of 10?
plus 3.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I think he can throw a bedroll 30 feet is probably reasonable. It's not that far. It's not that heavy.
It's not like it's a full mattress.
He threw a Boba Pedic bedroll 30 feet.
Wow. Where did he throw that?
That's incredible.
How was he carrying it around?
That was expensive. All right. So there's ranged attacks, right?
It's a regular thing.
You can do multiple range attacks or only one range attack.
What are you talking about?
There's no surprise.
Oh, it's not a surprise.
No.
What are you talking about?
I got confused. I thought
you were stupid.
He's out of his goddamn mind.
Please stop. It's hurting.
FD's
I'm
really going crazy.
FD, go FD.
Stop it. Alright, so Tomlin is up first, and he is going to do I have Sacred Flame on 4, because someone always picks
okay, what numbers are there?
4 and 5. All right.
That really drives you crazy.
It does. I don't like it. So roll dexterity.
Oh my god, you sounded just like him.
I know, right?
13?
Nailed it. Yeah, you missed it.
Oh god, what is happening? Oh, okay. Straightening it out.
5.
I don't like no
straight as possible.
Right.
We're straight in this game.
Alright, it is Harold's turn. Wait, hold on. Sorry.
I cast bedroll.
I missed you.
Go ahead. Harold's turn.
Reconstruct bedroll.
Mending.
What kind of legs do these things have? I assume they have just normal walking.
You got them there normal walking legs?
Okay, they're running legs because I don't like the running legs.
Do you think elementals have legs?
Well, that was more really my question.
Is it the floating legs or the running legs?
Yeah, they're like, yeah.
They're like floating or they got them legs?
I ain't got no legs, Lieutenant Dane.
That question sounds dumb.
Yeah.
Do they have legs?
They're legs.
Why I make an attack? How luscious are their legs?
Are they long legs?
Are they dancers' legs?
Are they wearing fishnet stockings? I need to know.
This is how I visualize the
Fuck
game.
You guys.
Are
All
your
right.
legs like Mrs. Reed?
I said glass elementals, not as elementals.
I'm going to do Thorn Whip.
Oh, that ponytail.
Thorn Whip.
How far is that?
30.
Oh, okay.
Oh, God. Okay.
Against which one? 4 or 5?
4, I guess.
4 or 5.
Does a 15 hit?
Yes.
Nice. 2d6.
2d.
5.
That's a really loving 5. Crook.
Alright, I'm going to run up to 4. I'm going to smash it. Smash it up.
Smash it up.
Smash it up. So... 23 and a 20.
They both hit.
They both hit. Okay, awesome.
That's good to hear. I'm very happy about that.
I don't know what made me think of that when he went, it made me think of the Ryan George skit where he was a cat and he wished his cat could talk. He's like, ow!
29 points of damage.
Wow. Yeah.
Ow. Nah, you dumb fuck.
Got you there.
Nailed it.
Alright, it's their turn. They are not particularly smart, so I'll say they both walk up to Kruk.
Like, tsunami?
No, they're not smart.
They're not that smart.
They're not that smart.
Wait, just take off the
rest. One is going to do a thing.
What's the leak?
Manner. Make a constitution saving throw.
Shit.
I might take all on Friday, though.
I'm not 16?
That makes it.
Oh, then I won't do that.
I'm too busy sleeping with wives. Yeah.
Grab with that.
Yeah, baby.
The other one's going to try to smack you.
Oh, another wife?
One hit.
Oh, no.
Don't forget. Stinky pinky test.
What?
What?
7 points of slashing damage. Man. Make a constitution saving throw.
Until you do the stinky pinky.
Oh, no.
Let's see if it's stinky.
12?
Gotta do it very...
Just made it.
Oh, my God. Like,
no. You take full damage because you didn't reach out by the way.
Right. Nope.
No, no. Not today.
All right, Nash.
Well, I'm raging up now.
You're using up a rage?
Are you paying us?
No. Because they're almost dead. Never mind.
Something sharp. Down.
Thank you for taking that tone with me.
I'm bleeding.
I told you about my friend that had that girl.
No.
She had a cyst that was like a fingernail in her.
Oh. Yeah, the scrapey cyst.
Yeah, the scrapey. I told you that, right?
Yeah. That was a large part of the last podcast.
And he said it felt like a fingernail was scratching him while he was in there.
Oh.
Do you ever get an itch on your dick?
Yeah, sure.
That would be great. A nice
scratch, yeah.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Time for a fucking.
I mean, you have fingernails, though, so.
Better.
All right. So it's Tomlin's turn?
No, Nash's turn.
Nash's
turn. Oh, right, Nash was the whole. Okay. He's gonna shoot him.
Oh, fuck.
Well, like, would end up shooting him.
Fuck.
Yeah. It's all in the tone.
Fuck, missed. Does a 8, it'd be a 20. 20.
20 does hit.
Okay,
so. What did you think missed?
It was a.
18.
9.
Okay, yeah, that definitely makes sense.
All right, I figured. All right, so that is 2d8. Plus 2. 6, 8 points of damage on whichever one, 4. Had damage.
Yep. All right, Harold.
That's a lot of damage.
Oh, too. Yes.
We haven't even touched the fifth one.
I'm just going to do Thorn Whip again. Because I don't know what's coming next.
No. We're going to say a number system.
19.
Medic.
Nice. 9.
Okay. Kruk.
Okay. 4 again.
Okay.
Oh, no. All right. Well, the one definitely hits. The other does not.
12?
No.
No. Fuck me. Okay, whatever.
Well, thank you.
Fuck me?
Man, that sucks. 8 points of damage.
Although he fucks up and it's still just 1 point below my best.
8 points of damage?
Yeah.
It dies. Make a dexterity saving throw.
Oh, I knew they were exploding glass. Close. I knew it!
15.
Makes it.
Half damage.
4 points of slashing damage.
Are you raged?
No. Not wasting my rage.
I can't waste my rage. I need to hold on to it.
Despite all my rage. Still.
No. No.
Just
a turtle in a cave.
All right. Tomlin, your turn.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Nash, your turn.
No, it's Tomlin's turn.
No, it's Nash's turn.
Again?
Yeah.
Why? Tomlin didn't go.
He's at the end.
Tomlin didn't go.
I don't know what Tomlin did.
All right.
Nash's turn.
Nash's turn. So, I rolled a 16 and an 18.
All right. One hits. They actually both hit.
Okay. And that did 9 11 for the first hit, and oh, God damn it, 4. Six for the next hit, so a total of 17.
One of the bullets reflects off of the glass.
Uh-oh. You fucking idiot!
How was that?
Harold takes 6 points of damage from the bullet.
Jesus Christ!
It's not my fault. I didn't even know aim it at you. I hit the thing.
It's destiny at this point.
At this point, someone will want you to die.
No, I'm a direwolf. You said sex, right?
No, you're not direwolf. You came out of direwolf.
Tomlin goes, I want to die.
Please let the bullet in me. Right.
He takes that gun.
He starts it?
Now it's Tomlin's turn.
All right, Tomlin is going to do Sacred Flame. So dexterity.
Sacred Flame.
He's fucked.
14?
18.
Nice.
Oh, 8. Max damage. My new character name.
Max damage.
Okay. Well, I just added a 1 to max the HP, so you're fine.
Actually, Maximilian damage, Steve.
Oh, no.
Harold.
Yes. What do I?
Jew damage.
19. 5.
Kruk.
Why does it seem like this guy has more hit points?
It does.
No, he's got a huge hit point.
I did like 30 some points on one attack.
Right.
Alright, so we got 18 and 9.
So can I smash
18 hits, right?
No.
Yes, okay. 18 hits.
Okay. So 13 points of damage.
Okay. And it's this thing's turn. I'm just going to keep trying to hit Kruk. One misses, one hits.
So I misses.
Ooh, 13 points of slashing damage.
How rude.
And make a constitution saving throw.
Ooh, what's my... 10?
Ooh.
Ooh, you got a bad case of
you are bleeding.
You
looks okay, like you buddy? Got cut bad.
You okay, buddy?
No, nope, not bad. Too good, not too good.
Nash.
In pain.
All right. Nash.
Hey, you bleeding?
He doesn't want to shoot, so he's going to do a he's going to do Firebolt because apparently he doesn't want shit reflecting. And he missed. He definitely missed.
We hate you so much.
Hey, I'm trying my best here. Tomlin, same. Take the win.
It happened.
You made it? You made it?
Hold on.
I think he just did a wild magic.
Hey.
Okay. Nice. Hold on.
It's wrestling, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, figured. That's why. Otherwise, you show it to everyone and you're like, it's like this.
Yeah, you guys don't give a fuck.
Roll one of these guys. What happens? It's 10. I got rolled. Nah. Where's Tomlin at? All in the back?
Yeah, the suspension's killing me. Suspense.
Okay. You're teleported out of the room for the moment.
Me.
You're back. You're great. Just out of the fucking room.
Okay.
So your spell doesn't do anything.
Great. Okay.
Look, that teleport thing, because you're 30 feet back,
is probably one of the better ones.
Potentially, unless you're fighting on some place where you could fall down.
Yeah.
Then it's one of the much, much worse ones. Alrighty. Well, that was fun for Tomlin.
Not really.
Kruk, your turn.
All right. Get ready to fuck.
This thing does not have 13? High AC. That does hit.
All right. The other one doesn't, for sure. Okay. 10?
Okay. Whittling it down.
Whittle by whittle? That's fair.
What does the bleeding get me? Like, what?
Oh, thank you for reminding me.
Oh, no.
You are bleeding, so you take an extra 3 points of damage. And it hit twice, one with a nat 20. Maybe you should have done the thing, so sorry about
thanks.
That.
Thanks!
Oopsie.
Oopsie poopsie.
What? Why are you looking at me?
He's counting 36 points of slashing damage.
To Croc?
Are you for real?
Yeah.
Holy shit.
It rolled a 7 and then a 10. That was doubled.
That's not good.
Eat an egg.
Not good.
Eat an egg.
I will not.
You're already green.
Yeah, he doesn't want to be damp slightly.
Yeah, I don't want to be weird.
You got a lot of potions.
Yeah, it's true. I do.
We had potions too.
Yeah, we did.
We know.
That could have worked.
You could have done a potion.
That's true. Good.
You didn't have to do an egg.
Yeah. You really didn't.
It gives you back full health.
Yeah, you got full health. Nice. Though. We were in the middle of a dragon fight.
This sticks with me.
Next time, try potions.
You don't know what this is like.
It looks pretty bad.
Please stop touching yourself. Alright, it is Nash's turn.
Nash is going to do Firebolt again. Does a 16 hit.
Hold on. Told you this is going to get worse now that we're actually starting to get into the thing where the walls are.
I like how Mr. Cartman was just like, yeah, it's not too bad down there. It's not really that much in there. Not, hey, there's a giant wall of fucking...
Hey, be careful about the
ghost mirrors.
What the fuck is that one? That one's a weird one. All right, so roll your attack there.
Okay.
Roll your attack there, guy.
I need to roll an attack. I know he hit already.
Did he hit?
Yeah, he hit. So okay. That's 8 points. 10 points of damage.
Alright, so he takes 10 points of damage.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. And I got another dice. So, 15 points of damage.
Wow.
Good.
So, first, he explodes. So, make a dexterity saving throw.
Dexterity?
Yeah.
4.
Oh, yeah, roll 3 ones. So, 3 points of slashing damage. However, the magic as you were shooting it. Hold on.
While you're shooting your shot.
And
you only get one shot. One opportunity.
The best of it.
Ew.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Oh, my tummy.
Okay, that works.
Your tummy and your butt.
So now
oh no, I'm sorry. Butt tummies was a game we used to play.
Right next to Rash.
Good old Rash.
A fire method appears.
What the fuck?
What the hell?
I'm gonna use number one.
Fire what?
Method. It's like a demon.
Like Method Man?
It's not like
in front of them or between or behind.
It's like they're like a little, they're not they're
just in front of them, fine. You're fucked!
No, they're just a
couple. You're fucked. You're gonna get fucked. Fucky fuck. Alright. Okay. So I need to get stats for that fucking random monster.
He's fading. I can tell. Look at his eyes.
He's like, he's like fucking.
We'll keep the same. So it's Tomlin's turn.
Alright, so Tomlin is going to.
I'll just give. You know what? No, I'll be fair. It's a different monster.
Don't be fair. Fuck him in the ass.
Mm. It ended up being the same thing.
He's gonna go back. He's gonna walk back into the room. He's 30 feet away, right?
Yeah.
So he's gonna can't cast. Sacred Flame is radiant. So who's gonna cast Sacred Flame on him?
How's Adam Sandler?
So dexterity saving throw.
Yeah.
16.
No.
All right.
How's Roger?
So that's 3 points of damage.
Three points.
Show me your points.
Harold.
I'm going to do Frostbite. Ooh-ha. You need to make a 14 constitution save.
He's like, my fingers are numb.
He does not.
You stupid bitch.
Oh.
2d6.
You didn't think about the smell.
You didn't think about the smell.
Wait, you have to get next to him, right? For that?
I am next. Oh, you're right. That's the wrong character.
You could
have gotten
this. Yeah, do this.
That would help a little bit.
Use your advantage.
Use your fucking face.
Or intelligence.
that's a bug. Okay, let me re-roll that. 4 of ice damage.
Okay.
And it has disadvantage on its next weapon attack.
Oh.
Okay. Snap.
It might not use weapons.
Yeah, it doesn't really use weapons. But it points at you.
It's like, you motherfucker.
And goes, you're fucked!
No!
Make a dexterity saving throw.
9.
That doesn't make
18.
It. Ooh.
Lies.
Lies.
Me too. Actually, your firebolt might be 2d10, not 2d8.
Is it? I thought it was 2d8.
You have to look. 13 points of fire damage.
Jesus Christ!
That's a lot of fire damage.
Sorry, the magic surge did not give you a... Sometimes there's good things that come from it.
Not
that
this time, no. This was not a good 2d10.
Croc, your turn.
I need to heal.
No, you don't. Go for it!
Alright, I'm gonna go for it.
I could have said, heal me, Tom.
Hey, if I go down, I go down. At least we'll all go down together.
Okay.
Oh, that was terrible.
Don't worry, I'll throw
it. It's 1d10. I have a level 5.
21 on the one, the other one missed.
I don't know what it was, T10, because we are level 5.
Come the fuck on. 8 points of damage?
Oh my god.
Balls of shit.
All right, it's turn.
It's turn.
It's turn.
Can't save back.
It. What does it even do? I don't even know what the fuck this thing is. Not proof. Ooh.
Fire stuff.
Duh.
Stop. He's trying his best.
I fall asleep.
It's gonna cast. It's gonna fire breathe. 15-foot cone, and it's gonna hit Kruk and Nash.
Well.
Fire, guys. Make a dexterity saving throw.
21.
I mean, it would also hit Tomlin.
21.
It would also hit Tomlin.
It wouldn't hit Tomlin.
You both get it.
Look, 5,
13,
10, 15.
Yeah, it's not bad.
He's in that bitch.
No, he's... No,
he's in that bitch.
Shut the fuck up.
He's in the bitch.
He's all up in that bitch.
You do still take a little bit of damage. Oh my god. 3 points of fire damage. Both of you.
Wow.
3 points?
Is that half already?
Yeah.
Okay. I told you this thing was a little pussy.
All right, Nash, your turn.
I'm down to 8 points. 8 hit points.
I have 6.
God bless.
Nash.
I'll pray for you.
Thanks. That's all I need. Thoughts and prayers.
T's and P's.
Gets me through it.
I mean, he doesn't get advantage for using his gun, so, and he doesn't want to hit Harold. So he's probably...
Apparently he does.
Maybe.
Ew.
He's just going to do shocking grasp.
Stop at my feelsies.
But yeah.
No, you're fine.
Oh, right. oh, no, I don't have... It's a, yeah, it is a... that would be 14.
What the fuck is going on? What are you doing?
Shocking grasp.
Is that to a hit?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay, so there's 1d8, 6, and he has to make a... Constitution saving throw, or he is...
It doesn't matter.
You can't do it next turn.
And it makes it...
Nice.
But it death bursts. So, everybody, make a dexterity saving throw. Everybody around it. You guys love crowding around the things that explode when
17.
They...
15!
16 and a...
No, Tomlin doesn't have to make it. He's not close enough.
16.
Alright. So you each take... 4 points of fire damage.
Okay.
Oh god.
But you've beaten everything. You did it.
We beat it.
XP.
250 each.
Nice. Snap.
11937. I beat your fucking calculator.
Oh my god. All right. Good job. You're doing it.
We're doing it.
Doing it, guys.
Are we ending there? Can we keep going?
When do you want to go there, Rodney? No, it's fine. Up to you.
We can go a little bit longer.
Alright. So, you are, as you exit the room, alright, it's kind of dim light around. You do see little gnomes that are zombified.
Okay.
And they're... Like, you could see into the hallway, right? There's, like, a left branch and a right branch. You're a little bit far removed. Kind of curves. You kind of see them walking. There's 3 of them. They don't notice you. They're just kind of...
It's theirs.
They're kind of walking and doing whatever they're doing.
Moseying around.
Touch them, Cliff.
Is Cliff count?
I don't know.
He's leaving. He's had enough of this.
He's done with this game.
I'll pause it for a second.
See, it's basically plastic. It's not that huge of an investment.
Yeah. No, it isn't. But it's just whatever. Anyway, so you saw some zombie gnomes walk in the hallway. They passed you. They passed you by. They're not like super observant, but you know,
they're just kind
of. I don't want to walk in front of them.
No, I'm not gonna.
So you can either follow the direction they're going, or you can go the other way.
I said we follow them.
Why?
I don't know where they're going.
Why? Fucking why?
I mean, there's no reason not to follow them.
I mean, if I'm assuming
there might be.
we're trying to find a long dead king, and we see three zombie gnomes walking that way. I would assume that that's probably the way that the king.
They may be headed to the king.
You didn't think that.
Why not?
I mean, I'm just saying you did not think that. You just wanted.
Why wouldn't you follow the guys?
I said we're going to follow them.
Okay.
I gave the reason, not just let's follow them.
Tomato, tomato.
I don't care which way you go.
I said that the other day in like teams. It was just tomato, tomato,
tomato, tomato,
tomato, tomato.
All right. So you are following down the hallway or the hallway they
distance.
Went.
At
a distance. I'm just saying that you went the way that they went.
Yeah.
So you see.
Did we take a short rest by chance?
No.
Fuck.
You can if you want to go back.
We really should.
Yeah,
I have two hits.
That's fair. Four. You have two hits. What the hell does that mean?
Dude, 280 points.
Oh yeah, that's right. You're practically dead.
Fucking dead. Yeah.
Do you need me to heal you?
I got potions.
I do have potions. I guess I can use one. What does a greater healing potion get me?
4d4 plus 4. But since you take a full action to drink it, you can.
Nice.
I could have done a cure wounds. That would be.
It'd be 20 points for a full.
I mean, it would be 1d. I can give you 1d8 plus 6.
Well, I'm just saying, between a short rest and a potion, he's probably.
Yeah.
That's okay.
That's probably getting me up to.
All right. So.
Par.
I don't know what par is for you.
Jesus Christ.
Sorry, it's all them stacked. I had to do it.
I know why you did it. I know you well enough to be. You know you're a dick.
Hey,
Zoe, stop chilling your paw.
Gets 20 back. So he's up. Okay, he's not doing too terrible right now. 42.
She has allergies.
What are you doing? Are you rolling for?
I rolled.
Okay. Tomlin's back to full health.
I almost got back to full.
Green health. Full health.
It was not bad. I got 31 points.
All right. So now we follow where the zombie gnomes go.
So you are following them, and you step into a massive dining hall. A long, elegantly crafted table runs down the center of the room, lined with neatly arranged plates, utensils, and goblets. The room is eerily silent, save for the rhythmic clinking of plates and occasional screech of a chair being moved. On the table is a centerpiece, an elaborate Rube Goldberg machine where a purple marble runs through the machine continuously. So this is a pretty big room.
Please don't grab the purple marble.
It's like...
It's so purple.
I love it.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's like 40 feet by fucking 80 feet. Like, that's a thing.
Yeah, that's big.
And the table in the middle is massive. Like...
30 feet by...
By 10. Like 10 feet, yeah. Okay. So it takes up the center of the room.
So you want
to... Would you guys would like to... You might be doing stuff in this room if you want to put it on the battle board.
Well, we probably... I don't know if we'll have time for another fight.
Well, it's up to...
Yeah, I probably at most have like 15 more minutes.
You want us to stop here?
You might as well.
If we're about to get something big.
Yeah.
There's going to be like a process here.
Yeah.
Well, let's get set up for the next part.
Anyway, the things rape you that are in there.
What's up?
The rape you.
Oh my God.
All right, let's play.
Oh, my health went up.
My excitement went up.
I love it!
Joey, you want to keep the mics here? Because I don't want to have them anymore.
Yeah, I'll call you Miss Rachel.